But you know, as I was pulling in here tonight, my 1972 Passion Purple Pacer. Oh, I love that car. There I was coming in, and this dear saint of God walked up to me and she said, "Moira, Grandma," you know what I said?
What?
I did, I said what? Oh, y'all keep on, you're gonna end up being a blessing to me. I said what? She said, "Why didn't you fly here?" I said, "Oh no, I don't like to fly." She said, "Why?" I said, "Oh, I had a bad experience flying one time." She said, "What happened, Morty?" She called me Morty. I don't know where she got that. I said, "Well," I said, "to tell you the truth," I said, "I was flying from Atlanta, Georgia to Nashville, Tennessee. And the plane got up no higher than this building. All of a sudden, something went clunk, clunk in my head. And I couldn't hear it. And I started screaming, 'Oh, somebody help me!'" And the stewardess came by. She said, "Mortimer," she said, "chew this chewing gum." I chewed, not chewed, not chewed. I almost got lockjaw, children. And then it didn't help. Nothing helped. Then the plane got into the mountains, dipping and carrying on like they do, you know. And it got worse. I got more and more clogged and clogged and clogged. And it was so bad, I could hear my own thoughts. And I started screaming again. I said, "Oh, Lord Jesus, somebody help me." And she came running by. She said, "Mortimer, drop your jaws." And I misunderstood her. I caught a terrible cold. And they banned me from 82 different airlines. Won't let me fly. But here's some wisdom for you. "Sister, are you all right?" She's laughing and she don't even know what she's laughing about. Here's some things that you should not do. Number one, never, ever, under any circumstance, steam your clothes while you're still in them. That hurts. When I got out of intensive care, I knew not to do that again. The second thing I've learned is never pay attention to what you hear on TV. You know them, they lie. Because, you know, about 2 years ago, I had some itchy gums. How many of y'all ever had itchy gums? Oh, it'll drive you up a wall. Because you want to be polite and not itch them in public. But sometimes you just can't help it. And this little boy said, "Mama, look, Mortimer's over there itching his gums." I said, "Well, they itch." There's some wisdom. If they itch, scratch them. But anyway, I was watching TV, and this woman, beautiful woman, she was cute. But she was looking right at me through the TV, and she said, "If you have a problem with itching and irritation," I said, "I do." She said, "Go and get this cream." Children, I went and got me 2 tubes. And I ran home and I did me a fresh application. I puckered up for 2 months. And I could suck the pit out of a prune. It was a good thing it was during our Christmas cantata and they needed a whistler. They're still talking about it. But I called the number on the back of that tube, you know, and I called them. I said, hello? They said, is this Moira McCrabble? I said, mm-hmm. They said, what'd you do, Moira? I said, I heard it's your gums. They said, what? I said, Rod. That's Rod. What? They said, well, what did you do? I said, I put it on my gums. They said, murder. I said, what? They said, you do not put Preparation H on your gums. I told them, I said, well, let me tell you something. Let me give you the number for my pastor because I think my whole church has been sucking on a tube. They're all shriveled up. It's true. And they said, Mortimer, you know what I said?
What?
That's right. I said, what? They said, you know, you're so different. I said, I know. I said, but you know what? They said, what? I said, you know, it's okay to be a little different. But the one thing I do know that it's okay to be different. Everybody needs to be different. Because different is good.